Winter Pub Songs this month on the Pub Songs Podcast. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint, sláinte! I've wandered through this world of ours for countless years on end. Wonders that I can't describe and troubles I could not mend. Yet as the year comes to a close, my heart begins to yen. For days of old and folks long gone, my thoughts go back to then. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. To find myself at home once more, where life was so slow and sweet. Amongst the hobbits whom I adore, old friends I can't wait to greet. The bellringer lads made their rounds as the sun sank into bed. Farthing to farthing echoed the sounds till the moon raised up his head. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. In Buckland, Tuckborough, Bywater and Bree, every fireside was alight. Warmth and comfort provided for free, crackled loud and flickered bright. With kith and kin gathered at side, we gave thanks for all we had. Where home and hearth and peace abide, our hearts were ever glad. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. I'd sit me down and name my pleasure mug of beer or vintage rare. Rings of smoke blown at leisure, sup a favorite hobbit fare. 6 days of feasts and frolicking fun, songs and stories to delight. Rich or poor, we all shared as one, danced and reveled long into the night. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time. Long ago the Yule bells rang, I still recall their chime. Oh, to be back in the Shire again, now that it's Christmas time.
Greetings, my friends. My name is Mark Gunn, and this show was originally going to be sort of winter pub songs. And I was trying to decide how I was going to do a, you know, just my music or just, but I'd say I wanted to include a whole bunch of other bands. So there is a bunch of my music in this show, like the first track, Christmas in the Shire, from my album, Celtic Christmas Greetings. But there's also some other bands who have submitted music to my Irish and Celtic Music podcast and thus to all of my podcasts. And I'm super happy to be able to share some of this music with you today. We're going to kick it off with Celtic Christmas Elf from my album, Celtic Christmas Greetings.
Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. 'Twas a fortnight following St. Patrick's Day when across the thin veil the leprechauns came. The Shebeg and Shemore to dance with the fae and join the fine crack until morning. Oh, Lucky was sitting and drinking stout brew, and in walked two elves with green hats and red shoes. He smiled and said, "Why, how do you do? Pull a seat up and drink here with me." Oh ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Said a smiling Strumpet, his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. The larger elf said, "Let me buy you a beer. 'Twas a great Paddy's Day, for all that I hear." The other elf added, "I've a secret to share. Just listen, and the next round's on me." Lucky drank his first pint while singing a song. The second pint came as he was feeling quite strong. But the shot of hot whiskey made him feel all wrong. That's when the elf began to speak. Oh ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Said a smiling stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. Kris Kringle sent us to recruit by ourselves, but the Keeblers are busy, spew as freeing house elves. I guess what we're saying is we've chosen quite well. You're going to the North Pole with me. They dragged him outside, tied him to a reindeer. To the North Pole they flew to serve a full year. You leprechauns take note to Santa's elves and beware. Don't share in the crack of the fae. Oh ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. Oh ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me.
Last evening, the letterman brought it to me. A little gilt-edged invitation saying, "Gilhooly, come over to tea." I knew that the Fogarty sent it, so I went just for our friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. There were
plums,
prunes,
and cherries.
There were
citrons,
raisins,
and cinnamon too.
There was
nutmeg,
cloves,
and berries.
And a cross that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. You could work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating the slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Well, Miss Mulligan wanted to try it, but really it was of no use. It over an hour and we couldn't get none of it loose, till Murphy came in with a hatchet and Kelly came in with a saw. That cake was enough, be the powers above, to paralyze any man's jaw. There were
plums,
prunes,
and cherries.
There were
citrons,
raisins,
and cinnamon too.
There was
nutmeg,
cloves,
and berries,
and a cross that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. You could work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's province and she spilled the homebrew in the tay. "Gilhooly," she says, "you're not eaten. Try a little bit more for me, say." "Oh no, Mrs. Fogarty," says I've had quite enough of your cake." There were
plums,
prunes,
and cherries.
There were
citrons,
raisins,
and cinnamon too.
There was
nutmeg,
cloves,
and berries,
and the cross that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. You could work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Took with the colic, O'Donnell had pain in his head. McNaughton lay down on the sofa and he swore that he wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics and there she did wriggle and shake, and everyone swore they were poisoned from eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums,
prunes,
and cherries.
There were
citrus,
raisins,
and cinnamon too.
There was nutmeg,
cloves,
and berries.
Was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance. You could work up a fine stomach ache. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. It would kill a man twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake.
Stockings are all hung, the fields are white with snow, the trimmings on the presents and the tree. The kids all snug in beds, dreams of swag all in their heads. It's time to pop a beer and watch TV. Christmas movies, Christmas shows, very special episodes, filled with Santa bringing joy and giving gifts. And that's when the sadness hits, Santa, if you're hearing this, there's just one thing that's on my list. Please bring Firefly back for Christmas. It's the time for miracles, I hear. I'd be laughing ho 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 if I could watch new episodes of my favorite Gorham series at my favorite time of year. Santa, reach inside your sack. Won't you give the blue sky back to all the little brown coat girls and boys? Fox execs still have us pissed. Put 'em on the naughty list, like Burgermeister, Meister Burger. They took away our toys, all those Ebenezer Scrooges and their Fox execs. Stole our show from us mid-season long ago. So let's call back all the writers. What would make our season brighter than Simon kissing Kaylee underneath the mistletoe? Please bring Firefly back for Christmas. It's your chance to turn a wrong to right. Santa, show 'em you're the boss. Give the green light back to Joss. And then follow him like Rudolph through the black on Christmas night. Please bring Firefly back for Christmas. I'll light a candle. Take away my brown tree, your coat.
joy, my treasure, oh, my wonder new and pleasure, oh, my sun, my beauty evermore. Who am I to bear you here? Alleluia. Glorify my son, the King. Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
On the wall, all of these have Celtic roots, we celebrate them all. A candle in the window to call the traveler home, a symbol of tradition wherever we may roam. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here, it's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here, let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer. In the
fireplace, the new lit from the old. It burns for all the evening and brings on luck, we're told. Decorations on a Yule tree, the way we often do. Bright stars upon the pine boughs, yes, that was Celtic too. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. It's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share our Celtic cheer. Father Christmas, our modern Santa Claus, was once a Celtic fellow, now does that give you pause? So hang a wreath upon your door and set the Guinness out. Let's have a Celtic Christmas, that's what it's all about. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. It's time for celebration, let's raise a glass, my dear. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share a Celtic cheer. The year is almost over, Christmas is nearly here. Let's make a new tradition and share a Celtic cheer.
After Celtic Christmas Elf was Carolina Kaylee with Mrs. Fogarty's Christmas Cake from Holiday Hooli. Then Mikey Mason with Please Bring Firefly Back for Christmas from Barbarian Jetpack. Then Chambliss, Muse, and Miller with Christ Child Lullaby from Songs of the Christmas Season. And finally, Let's Have a Celtic Christmas by yours truly from Celtic Christmas Greetings. Now, I do want to let you know that I do have a whole bunch of playlists on Spotify. I've been trying to figure out if I'm going to be using Spotify more in the future. I hear everyone talking about it. You should be on Spotify, promoting your music on Spotify, and I'm debating. But Christmas time, I already have a few playlists, and I've been promoting them for a few years. A couple of my playlists are getting pretty popular. So if you want to support some of my music, as well as Celtic music in general, then check out these playlists. The first is Christmas Drinking Songs. This is the one that I'm listening to probably the most right now. It's the one I just created. It's got about 20 tracks on there. I'm still, a couple of songs I need to fine-tune a little bit, but it's a fun album. Last year, or a couple years ago, I think I put out the Celtic Christmas Fun playlist, and also Celtic Christmas Songs, and you can find both of those in the show notes. Now, the one I'll probably listen to the most, aside from the Christmas Drinking Songs, is Fun Christmas Songs for Kids and Families, and that is because that's a playlist that I made for my family. And my kids have a lot of songs that they want to hear, you know, the traditional Burl Ives singing Frosty the Snowman and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Plus, I mix in a few Celtic tracks. I have some of my stuff in there. You'll hear my Frosty the Irish Snowman recording and lots of others. And it's a fun playlist, good for listening all throughout the holiday season. So if you like Christmas music, go check it out. And I do want to thank so much everyone who so generously supports my music. This is the time of year when, well, first of all, I don't have many shows. This month I have zero shows. And we take off a couple weeks too as we go off to visit family for the holidays. So my livelihood is dependent on people like you listening to this podcast. And so knowing that there are people over on Patreon who support my music, Gunrunners, part of the Gunrunners Club, that support my music, this is my saving grace. I set up a new goal over a milestone over on Patreon, which is the goal that I need to make each and every month in order to be at the bare minimum of surviving as a musician. And this is just the number that my wife, who manages our finances, gave me. And I look at it and I'm like, yeah, it's a wonderful goal. I think I said $2,400 is what I need to make. And that's like the bare minimum. But the other thing is that that doesn't include the money that I take out for paying musicians and advertising. I've been doing some advertising on Facebook to promote my music and podcasts, or some of my Coffee with the Celt Father shows that I've been doing, as well as just getting new subscribers to my mailing list. This is the basics of what it takes to be a musician. The big labels make it very difficult, and the internet is I'm doing the best that I can with the internet, with the resources that are available to independent artists like me. So I really appreciate everyone, first off, who is already a patron, and I would love it if you would become a patron. You can become a patron for as little as $1 a month. You get a lot more when you pledge more, but just $1 a month, that little bit goes a long way to supporting my music. Plus, you're going to get a whole bunch of freebies, things that music before other people. This show, you get a stereo version, in fact, which is kind of cool. It sounds better in stereo. But that is what it takes to be a musician in this day and age. And we need patrons. Musicians need patrons. All these artists on this show, they need your patronage. They need your support because CDs aren't selling. If you're buying their CDs, I applaud you right now. Thank you so much. But a lot of times that's not the case. So that's one of the reasons why I've been so active over on Bandcamp. I have a store over there, and I've been selling, doing lots of sales and special offers and unique offers. My Celtic Heartstrings I've been selling a few of those. I'm really excited at what way things are going right now, and I'm seeing it financially. You know, I'm getting tips from my Coffee with the Celt Father. People, basically, you go over there and you can give a tip. You can do it for this podcast. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, go, and you don't want to become a patron right now, go over there and drop a buck in the virtual tip jar, and I would greatly appreciate it. So that's all I have to say for now. Let's get back to the music. Next up is Vicky Swann and Johnny Dyer with a fantastic album, A Sound of Christmas Past. This is Essex Wassail.
You gentlemen of England, I'll have you two drawn near, for we have come a-wassailing for your strong ale and beer. Wassail, wassail, come listen to our call. Wassail, wassail, a help to one and all. God bless the master of the house, the mistress also, and all the little children at around the table go. Wassail, wassail, come listen to our call. Wassail, wassail, a help to one and all. Likewise your men and maidens, your cattle and your store, and all that dwell within your gates, we wish you 10 times more. Wassail, wassail, come listen to our call. Wassail, wassail, a help to one and all. Put your hand into your pocket and draw out your keys. Go down into your cellar and draw whatever you please. Wassail, wassail, come listen to our call. Wassail, wassail, a help to one and all. Draw us a jug of your fine grog or your ale that is so brown, and we will drink a health to you and another to the ground. Wassail, wassail, come listen to our call. Wassail, wassail, a help to one and all. From walking and from talking, we are so very dry. We trust your good nature that you've never us deny. Wassail, wassail, come listen to our call. Wassail, wassail, a help to one and all. This night you'll never us deny of your strong ale and beer, for we'll come no more a-wassailing until this time next year. Wassail, wassail, come listen to our call. Wassail, wassail, a help to one and all. Wassail, wassail, come listen to our call. Wassail, wassail, a help to one and all. Wassail, wassail, come listen to our call. Wassail, wassail, a help to one and all. Thank you.
One can hear the falling snow. For all is hushed, the world is sleeping. Holy star, its vigil keeping. Still, still, still. One can hear the falling snow. Sleep, sleep, sleep. It's the eve of our Savior's birth. Is peaceful all around you. Close your eyes, let sleep surround you. Sleep, sleep, sleep. It's the eve of our Savior's birth.
unless you drive a white Chevrolet, you won't hear sleigh bells ringing, lest the Salvation Army is Santa-ing in your Christmas time in Texas. If you feel holiday blues, go outside with no shoes, and when Santa Claus arrives, he'll be wearing SPF 45 in your Christmas time in Texas. Oh, the sun is shining bright, don't expect snowflakes tonight. If you hear Kris Kringle outside, his sleigh won't get stuck. He's flying in style in his monster truck. Christmas time in Texas. So don't bother Christmas lights. Buy your cold and your clothing half price, and the presents beneath your tree will all smell just like mesquite in your Christmas time in Texas. Oh, the sun is shining bright, don't expect snowflakes tonight. Santa won't use your chimney, that's not what they're for. Texas, we're friendly, he'll use the front door during Christmas time in Texas. Christmas morning, you will hope in your stocking there's a new rope. Forget eggnog, drink light beer as you wrestle your new steer in your Christmas time in Texas. Oh, the sun is shining bright, don't expect snowflakes tonight. If you hear in your chimney a man that is stuck, shotgun, the stranger is in trouble during Christmas time in Texas.
After Vicky Swann and Johnny Dyer was the Gothard Sisters with Still, 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 with another awesome album, Falling Snow. Then came Kiff Brewer from a compilation called Together for Christmas that was Whiskey for Christmas. And finally, Brobdingnag and Bards with Christmas Time in Texas from our album, Christmas in Brobdingnag, our EP, rather. We only did a few of the few tracks of that, and sadly, that's all you get for Brobdingnag and Bards Christmas music, unless we get around to recording that next album. I have a we have recorded a filk of Jingle Bells, which I really would love to get recorded, but we're going to do it together eventually. So, anyways, I want to thank you so much for supporting my music, for listening to this podcast. If you're not also subscribed to my companion podcast, Celt Father Music and Travel, go to KeltFather.com. I am building that show as well, and I like how it's coming along. So let me know what you think. And, of course, I also host the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And if you like Christmas music, not only will I have a Christmas special coming out, I think, in a week or two for the Christmas one, right before Christmas, Thursday before Christmas, you'll get a Christmas show from the Irish Celtic Music Podcast. But there's also an episode of the Celtic Christmas Podcast, a brand new episode that you can listen as well. So go check it out. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to finish it up with a song that I recorded with Antashtil. This is Rüdiger Reinhardt, who is my Gaelic translator in Germany. It's a track we recorded together called Nelik Hanadiv, which means Merry Christmas, and I wish you all a wonderful Happy New Year. I will talk to you later. Nelik Hanadiv. Sanchez.
Nalakana agas shavi for your shavi. Nalakana deef. Nalakana deef. Nalakana agas shavi for your shavi. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Nalakana agas avli foya washadi. Nalakana deef. Nalakana deef. Nalakana agas avli foya washadi. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Nalakana deef. Nalakana deef. Nalakana agus. Nalakana deef. Nalakana deef. Nalakana agus avli foya washadi. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you for listening. The Pub Songs podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed this episode, please support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their music, then share the show. Special thanks to all of my patrons in the Gunrunners Club. Would you like 5 of my MP3s for free, plus get regular updates of what's new? Subscribe to this podcast and my newsletter at pubsong.net.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.